my guests found themselves immersed in a community of demonic oppression, witchcraft, curses, evil, and voodoo, not knowing what to do. God gave Joshua supernatural visions for setting people free. Today, millions of people are getting explosive freedom, many instantly. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. This is your platform. Just take over. We yield completely to your lordship. Make Messiah real. In the last days, demonic fear and oppression are growing exponentially at an alarming rate. Joshua and D. Giles want you to be fearless, armed, and dangerous. Why is it so vital, Joshua, at this time to understand discernment?
You see, discernment is very needed in the last days because of the alarming rate of the increase of the demonic. You know, when you discern something, you start to see that, you know, you're seeing past the veil. You know, there's a true difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What looks like a fact may still be in error, although it sounds correct. We see with the slave girl and Paul, as Paul was walking and ministering, the slave girl began to cry out, "This is the man that leads to the Most High. This is the one that's preaching salvation." And although it was factual, it came from a spirit of divination. And that word divination means python. And so it looks truthful, but in reality, it's coming from the wrong spirit. Now, what's crazy about that is many people may have made that slave girl the evangelist, yet it was the wrong spirit. And so we have to be very discerning in what we glean from, what we're looking at to be, is this coming from the spirit of the Lord, or is this the enemy trying to counterfeit what is of God? And so when we go from that perspective, you know, many Christians don't really understand the world of spiritual warfare. They kind of want to, you know, not pay attention to it. But the thing is, the devil does not care if you pay attention to him or not, because he still wants to kill, he still wants to steal, he still wants to destroy. And so it's up to us to be armed and dangerous to overcome him, but never to fear what he plans behind the scenes, because Jesus, the Messiah, will always give the victory in the spirit.
Tell me about the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, my goodness. This story blew my mind. I am going to train athletes that day, and I go to get my coffee, and there is a guy who is dressed in a nice business suit, look normal. I walk by him, and he immediately jumps up and starts doing this and say, "I curse you, I curse you," in front of all these people in Dunkin' Donuts. And I'm looking at this man like, what are you doing? You know, I get my coffee, I think about it, I laugh, I go on to training. Well, I come back a month later, and the same guy is standing there. I said, "Let me test something." His back is turned, he's at the door, people are walking by him, nothing's happening. So I try to sneak on by again. He does the same thing. He jumps up in the air and says, "I curse you, I curse you." And I knew immediately, I said, the presence, the power, the glory of God that I'm carrying is making even the demons manifest in a normal place, in a public place. And it was wild to know that when you truly carry God's glory, His presence, the power of the Holy Spirit, demons recognize the authority you're walking in.
My God.
Now, modern Christianity avoids certain topics.
Yes.
Like what?
They avoid certain topics like soul ties. Most people don't even understand what is a soul tie.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, never even heard of it. But we see David and Jonathan, even in the Bible, it says, and their soul was knit together. There was a specific purpose for that soul tie. Me and my wife, our soul is knit together because this is a godly marriage. It's for a purpose here in earth. And so we have to see that, you know, when we connect with somebody, we have to make sure that it's a kingdom relationship. They may profess Jesus, they may, you know, speak the language, look the part, but in reality, if it's not a relationship that you need to be engaged with, even from a friendship matter, you have to be very careful, because the enemy will launch people into your life too to try to derail you from your purpose.
That's right. And there's also sleep paralysis that avoid. It's where you kind of feel like you're in between of sleep and also you're kind of waking up. I don't know if anyone has ever experienced that before, but I've experienced sleep paralysis. It's almost like you cannot move at all. You're frozen. Yeah. And you can hear everything around you, but you cannot move. You cannot speak. You cannot say a thing. And I've learned that the only way to overcome this for me was to actually scream Jesus within my heart.
Within your heart, yep.
Yeah, but it's a real
thing. I usually think in terms of a spoken word is more powerful, but you're saying just in your hearts, silently saying Jesus was enough to get rid of the demonic.
I couldn't speak audibly, so I had to scream it out in my heart.
Sir, I'm telling you, that right there was so powerful because that revelation that we received from that has helped thousands of people who experience what they call sleep paralysis. And they'll be frozen, the demon will hold their mouth, you can't speak, but guess what? It can't stop you from screaming Jesus in your heart. And when we tell them that, the demons break out and they're like, I don't know about your God, but that worked. I said, well, you need to know about him.
Now, growing up in a Haitian culture, Dee lived in the dark side of the supernatural. Dee, tell me about your family and your heritage.
Oh, wow, yes. So I grew up in a Haitian culture, in a Haitian home, and my dad was really involved in voodoo. He was involved in a lot of witchcraft. As a matter of fact, we actually had an altar in our home, in his bedroom. Yes, it was wild. And so he really like made a covenant with these demonic spirits. And when he did that, it really affected all of the children. As a matter of fact, there were some of us who were tormented to the point of where it was hard to work because we would get calls all the time about a sibling that was going through trouble at work, like something happened almost as if she was going through a seizure, but she really wasn't. It was these spirits that were attacking her at her place of work. Yeah. But you know what? The blood of Jesus is so much stronger. I'm telling you what, because I come from a long line of a family who does not serve the Messiah. And I will tell you now that the majority of them right now, as we speak of today, is serving Jesus wholeheartedly, and it is beautiful.
Yes.
It is so wonderful just to see that.
You know, the best the enemy has is no contest for God.
None.
Once you understand the importance and learn how to walk in God's power, he will empower you beyond anything the devil has. There is absolutely, hear me, there is absolutely nothing to fear. Nothing. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Many believers are afraid of spiritual warfare. I want Joshua to explain what is spiritual warfare, and why is spiritual warfare vital to understand or even deal with? Joshua?
Absolutely. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians that we should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. So this right here shows that the enemy is planning devices, planning weapons, planning assignments against your life. But we as a believer are not supposed to be ignorant. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. And so when we begin to understand that spiritual warfare is the wrestling, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against all of these things that Ephesians talks about. So there is a contention in the spirit. The wrestling still happens. Now, the war has been won through the work of the cross, but we still have to battle. And so just pushing the devil to the side and say, if I don't think about him, he's not going to bother me, isn't going to work. We still have contention
in the spirit. It's a deception.
It is. It's a deception. It's one of the deceptions Satan uses is to, I won't bother you if you don't bother me. And you really can't fulfill the capacity that God has called you to. Because when you carry something in the spirit, the devil's going to recognize you. I remember when I started understanding the authority I carried, every time I entered into a region, the principality of that region would visit me. What are you doing here? And I didn't even know what was going on. I said, why is this happening? And so God began to show me that this right here is the authority you carry, and they're recognizing it.
You can either look at it that way or drop out of your destiny because, well, I won't have this happen to me if I just stop getting in the devil's face.
And the encouragement to that side is you're going to have victory. God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. But you need to be equipped to be, you know, to go into these battles knowing that I must engage the enemy. The Bible says the wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous is as bold as a lion. And so in spiritual encounters, in dreams, in visions, whatever you face in the natural, there has to be the boldness of the believer to stand in the power of Jesus, the Messiah, right there. That right there gives you victory. When the devil begins to see that you stand in that type of boldness, he is terrified of you.
Now, the number one concern of most people is what?
Most people are fearful. Okay, so you see that one of the top things that the world deals with, just even in the wholeness of the world, not just believers, is fear. Fear comes in and tries to displace you from the authority that, that Jesus has granted you. And even people go to theaters, go watch shows, they do things as fear of entertainment. They go to be entertained, to be fearful, but in reality, that's the devil trying to infiltrate their life so that they will never be able to walk out the authority God has given them.
My God, I have something to say about that. It says in God's Word that since the time, since the days of John the Baptist, that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. We have to take our positions as believers and take it by force. We cannot walk in fear. God has given us power, authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions. He's given it unto us.
Very briefly, how dangerous is it watching dark stuff on television?
Oh, it's horrendous. You can never use that as entertainment because you're literally just opening a door and say, demons, come and eat with me. Come and hang out with me. You can't serve two masters. You can't do that. And so you're literally inviting attacks. You're inviting depression. All of these things you may be experiencing, even as a believer, maybe because of what your eye gate has opened up to. Maybe your ear gate are listening to things you shouldn't be listening to. So you have to let the conviction of the Spirit lead you if you want to walk in the power of His fullness.
I want Joshua to explain what is witchcraft and what is Wicca. He says in many churches, even during worship, there are witches and others cursing people. Joshua, how can this be in an atmosphere of God? How could they even stand and curse there?
So witchcraft is the seeking of supernatural power outside the door of God. Anytime someone craves power or goes into the supernatural realm outside the door of Jesus is venturing into witchcraft rebellion. You see, a lot of people will communicate with the devil, have seances, they'll do rituals, all of these things to gain power, to gain influence, to rule over certain events or even people. Literally, witchcraft is the bending of the will. We know that the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions, and so when people are doing things behind the scenes, they're literally emphasizing, can I change the will of the individual to be bewitched? Even Paul says, you foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? You started in the spirit, but now you're made manifest in the flesh. And so we have to understand that the enemy is there. So in our services, they crave power. So anybody operates in the supernatural, operates in the power of God, they're going to come and they're going to test you. Not only will they test you, which we've had happen, but they'll sit there and be convicted by the Spirit and give their life to Christ. We've had many witches, many people in the occult run to the altar saying, I've never experienced this before. Can you pray with me?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready for Joshua and Dee to break all witchcraft, all types of curses, from generations back even, over you, and release miracles? I'm ready. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
call or go online at sidroth.org to get Joshua and D. Giles Masterclass, which includes Joshua's brand new book, Secrets to Destroying Demonic Assignments. This is your ultimate spiritual warfare and deliverance handbook. Plus, you will receive Joshua and D.'s exclusive audio 12-session Demolishing Demonic Assignments. If you purchase online, you will have the option of taking the full masterclass through our It's Supernatural School of Ministry. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9916. With Joshua and D's masterclass in spiritual warfare, you will receive instant freedom as you cut off secret curses, end perversions, witchcraft, and sorcery spells, and stop forever repeating demonic cycles hindering you and your family. Prevent sudden failures from coming in at the last moment to steal away your breakthroughs, and instead experience a full release of God's promises so you can live in the full destiny God has for you. Learn how standing on five pillars gives you boldness and authority in the spirit realm. Immediately discern and resist demonic influences like the spirit of Jezebel, marine spirits, familiar spirits, Leviathan, python spirits, and more. This book provides step-by-step prayers of activation and deliverance that tear down and destroy every ungodly demonic assignment the enemy throws at you. And if you choose to order online at Sid Roth's It's Supernatural School of Ministry, every session of your masterclass includes a video lesson and review section, a practical application, a personal activation prayer, closed caption videos, and other great features to enrich your experience.
It is time to take back territory. It is time to understand the authority that God has given you.
Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Joshua and D. Giles Masterclass, which includes Joshua's brand new book, Secrets to Destroying Demonic Assignments. This is your ultimate spiritual warfare and deliverance handbook. Plus, you will receive Joshua and D.'s exclusive audio 12-session Demolishing Demonic Assignments. If you purchase online, you will have the option of taking the full masterclass through our It's Supernatural School of Ministry. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9916 or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9916.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Joshua, so important. What is the secret we learned from King David?
Instant repentance and a heart after God. Even in David's mess, he was able to instantly repent, go after God, and God would bring restoration.
Did you hear what he just said? Even in David's mess, there's a mess going on in your life. You've tried it your way. Now I want you to go God's way.
Yes.
It won't even be a try. It's what you're created to do. Repeat this prayer out loud with me. And if you will repeat it and mean it to the best of your ability, God says, if you confess this with your mouth, you will believe it in your heart, and you shall be healed, saved, and delivered. Repeat out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
Many mistakes.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Washed away every mistake.
Washed away every mistake.
This is the first day of the rest of my life.
This is the first day of the rest of my life.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
And now that I'm clean.
And now that I'm clean.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Thank you for saving me from all of my sins.
Thank you for saving me from all of my sins.
Thank you for being my Lord.
Thank you for being my Lord.
I want to know you.
I want to know you.
I want my own experience with you.
I want my own experience with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Joshua and Dee, pray.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. I see cycles of bewitchment being broken off your life right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to repeat after me. Say, I renounce every claim of the enemy over my life, every claim of the enemy over my soul. Witchcraft is breaking off your mind. Torment is breaking off your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy has placed within you is leaving right now by the fire of the Holy Spirit. We declare alignment in the realm of the Spirit. We declare you are walking out your assignment, what God has called you to do. You are being activated for His glory in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, I decree right now that generational curses are being broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every wicked assignment that the enemy has thrown against you, that is thrown against your loved ones, it breaks right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the glory would just begin to fill every home right now. Begin to touch them with your freedom. Begin to touch them with your peace. Right now, let the presence of the Lord go before you, come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And Dee, would you, I didn't tell you this ahead of time, would you sing whatever the Spirit of God shows you over the people right now?
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I release your peace. I release your glory. Lord, I release your peace. I release your glory. Freedom is yours right now. Freedom is yours right now.
Yes, Lord.
Freedom is yours. Thank you, Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see this too. He surrounds you with songs of deliverance. He surrounds you with songs of healing. He surrounds you with songs of deliverance. He's your portion right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I surrender to your Spirit right now in Jesus' mighty name. Help me to walk a life of freedom, a life of perception, a life of the Spirit, no longer operating in the system of rebellion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have said that prayer, God has shifted your destiny. Your life is changing from this moment forth because I see you going forth and great harvest is going to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because of humility. Humility is your portion.
I sing songs of deliverance all around you. I sing songs of peace all around you. May the freedom of the Lord touch you right now. May the peace of the Lord touch you right now. Let healing flow right now. Let freedom flow right now. Let deliverance flow right now. Let healing flow right now. It's His presence that changes everything. It's His glory that changes everything. Let Him touch you right now. Let Him touch you right now. Let Him heal you right now. Let Him carry you right now. Let Him hold you right now. It's His peace. It's His peace. It's His love.
God is not good. He is very good.
Hallelujah.